knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
When lads are round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the second day of May. The prepper tip today is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. I say again, thecommonsenseshow.com. We don't have any callers at the moment. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, gentlemen, my personal research has gone into the direction of learning about the Spetsnaz in this country. I've talked in this show a number of times about the two local Spetsnaz locations that I've personally visited and been aware of, one in Texas County, Missouri, in the what used to be the town of Bado, B-A-D-O, Bravo, Alpha, Delta, Oscar, Missouri, and the other one right at the edge of Salem, Missouri. I've been told by private sources that Spetsnaz has similar locations with a dozen or so or more men in most of the 3,300 counties in the United States. The one in Salem is, the cover story they're using is, quote-unquote, we're a movie production company. And 2 winters ago, they were at the local pistol range, public pistol range, with automatic weapons almost every day of the week. What a great cover to have and shoot automatic weapons whenever you need to. The cover story at Bado, Missouri is, we are a alcohol and drug rehabilitation facility who moved here from St. Petersburg, Russia. So there's about 3 dozen men there. I understand there's women now as well. There are no secret they're Russians. They have YouTube videos of them doing carpenter work, harvesting apples, and so happy to be in Texas County, Missouri, as an alcohol and drug rehabilitation facility from St. Petersburg. It's almost laughable, Dave, isn't it?
You know, it's driving me to drink. this is quite amazing. I mean, I'm so glad they're concerned about Americans, where they'll travel all that distance just to rehabilitate us so they can kill us.
The cost of an airline ticket from Moscow to St. Louis, Missouri, the nearest major airport, would support somebody for probably well more than a year. Now, I don't know about Russia, but in the United States, most drug and alcohol rehabilitation facilities are running on shoestring budgets. Now, this one in Bado, they have a place is being monitored. I won't reveal by who, but it is being monitored. Nice Mercedes-Benzes and Porsches coming and going. If they need a new $30,000 backhoe, they just go buy it. No shortage of money there, gentlemen. None at all.
You know, I agree with you. I want to, if it's okay, I'd like to address something that Jeff said before the
please,
break.
Please.
And he asked the question. He goes, you just have to wonder the politicians that let Chinese into their life. And I have documented ad nauseum Arizona's politicians and their capitulation. But I also know what goes on in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia. And I've talked to a lot of my sources in Fulton County. That's the Atlanta greater area. And the same thing. But here's my answer to Jeff about what I'm finding is that some of these people get entrapped into this. In other words, Doug Ducey had a failing ice cream business called Stone Cold Creamery. And when it went to China, he became a multimillionaire, and he was on the verge of going out of business. And then so cycle forward to the 2017 National Governors Conference in New Hampshire, and he said, with the Chinese equivalent of the Chamber of Commerce there, we love doing business with China. We sell them rare earth minerals they need for their military. And that's pretty close to a quote. And that's ended up in the print in the publication South China. And so they get entrapped into this. But also, I think there's different levels. I think at the very top level, you know, someone like a Biden, Obama, they're going to be promised safe haven, safe passage, whether or not that promise is guaranteed. But I think at the lower levels, just the enticement of immediate money, campaign help to get elected with extra funding supplied by China and the cartel money laundering operations, I don't think they think beyond Friday. I think their thought processes stop at their next goal. And the consequences of what they're doing be damned. And I think there's different levels is what I'm saying.
Roger that. Jeff, got any follow-up to what Dave's telling us? You're on mute, Jeff. Jeff, you're on mute. There you go.
Yeah, I would point out to the people in the Secret Service who defend the president and other officials, and to the state troopers or state policemen who defend governors and other executives, is there is a crime. It is a felony. It is called misprision of treason. If you see treason, you must act against it. Otherwise, you are committing a felony. It's usually not a crime to stand by and watch a crime being committed, but with treason, it is a crime to see treason happening and to do nothing about it.
Roger that. That is a crime.
If you have specific information of it, you yourself can be hanged for that if it's egregious enough for not acting.
Yeah, the crime of treason has a whole different set of standards, doesn't it?
It has not been activated in this country for a long time, but we are talking about an attack on the country by enemies that are so violent and so cunning and determined to genocide us that if we stand by and allow these politicians and businessmen to continue to facilitate China's infiltration and destruction of the country, we will not physically survive as a people.
That is the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they want to do. I mean, the Russians, you know, what Luna basically told me, the Russians want Europe and whatever part of the Middle East they can get, and northern part of Africa. The Chinese are going to take much of the rest. But the Chinese, really, what they really want is they want the land in the lower 48 states.
New That's China. New China.
Yeah, second China, they call it. Yeah. Yeah. Chia Chen says, teach the Chinese people how to go out. We have too many people in China. We have to teach them how to go elsewhere.
Now, Jeff, the People's Liberation Army in China, aren't they telling the troops that they got to North America first with their explorers, therefore China is legitimately Chinese, and we are illegitimate occupiers. Isn't that what they're telling their own soldiers?
Well, they're saying that their explorers discovered America before Columbus.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And are using that to motivate the Chinese troops to think that they're on the right side of history, aren't they?
Well, they also say the Chinese are, you know, they've gone to the Great Han nationalism and to Chinese chauvinism, saying the Chinese are the master race.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're doing that as well. They know that communist ideology, which is the ruling philosophy of the top leadership, is not going to get most Chinese to fight and obey them. So they started, when they saw that they were getting closer to enacting this war plan, they started in using the Great Han chauvinism and nationalism. So,
Roger that. We had a caller here, gentlemen. We got a couple of callers. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, Jeff, when you were talking about treason, it got me to thinking about a lot of stuff. Number one, we already know by Tucker Carlson saying, you know, the CIA was involved in Kennedy's assassination. That's treason. They have been against this country. The CIA has been operating against the wishes of the people of this country since the 1960s. We should have tried and hung Clinton for giving supercomputers to the communist Chinese. We should have tried and hung Hillary Clinton for Benghazi. We should have tried and hung Biden for abetting the enemy by leaving $85 billion worth of materiel to our enemies in Afghanistan. In a sense, the reality is we as men of this country, we deserve this stinking demonic despotism that we've got because we haven't stood up and done nothing. That's my opinion.
All right.
I did.
Okay.
Anyway, Go ahead, respond.
Jeff, you got a response to Kyle's statement there, Jeff?
I think we have to be precise. The CIA did not kill Kennedy. The communists did. And they killed Kennedy because he and his brother were looking into moles in the CIA. The problem was the CIA had been severely penetrated by the KGB. And the problem went to Alan Dulles, who was a corrupt individual, who later, James Angleton, on his deathbed, basically said, look, I think that this guy, the Russians, had blackmail on him. And his buddies, who had taken, you know, I think it's something in the order of, this is shortcut, it's not exact, but like Nazi gold during World War II, and the Soviets knew about it. And when Dulles,
Well, Jeff, you're making my point. If the KGB has infiltrated the CIA, then what good are they? If they have, they have already said that they have got operatives in the highest echelons of all of the news media. They've done taken over lot of the, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let Jeff respond. Jeff,
you can look. The whole country, not just the CIA, has been infiltrated. The school, all these parents sat by for how many decades, letting the communists take control of their schools and did nothing. Look, it's not just the people. There were people, I think Bobby Kennedy was trying to do something. And the problem is the Russians and the communists are so good at disinformation, we believe that everybody is doing it to us, except that we won't name the enemy. We won't say communists. We won't say Moscow, Beijing. We won't do that. They have covered their tracks and made it so we're chasing our own tail here. You know, you listen to all these talk radio shows and people are going round and round and they're talking about them and they and the Illuminati and the Masons and the Jews and whatever. These are just, they're not naming anybody. They're just exploiting, ethnic prejudice and religious feelings. That there's actual real enemy. And they're in Beijing and they're in Moscow and they run these huge empires called Russia and China. And they've got all these other countries they've taken over, like Venezuela and Cuba and Nicaragua and even Mexico. And they've got a huge influence now in Canada and the United States. And so they're all around us. Now they've infiltrated us and we allowed it. We all allowed it. You know, there's Benedict Arnold's aplenty, pointing to the CIA. The CIA is only one failed organization. Dozens. Look at the churches. Look at who the Pope is. Look in the Protestant denominations and how many of them have missions to Russia, which are somehow they're coming out pro-Russian. I mean, it's very odd. You look at Jordan Peterson. Everybody loves Jordan Peterson. He's pro-Russian because he got medical treatment there. They exploit every connection. They turn everyone into a traitor. And they're not exactly traitors because they're just dumb. They don't know. They're not educated. They don't understand because they're so disoriented by the disinformation, by decades of it. Once you believe this disinformation narrative, it's a stepping stone to the next one. Until finally, you're so disoriented, you couldn't see Russia and China as a communist bloc. If it bit you, if it bit you on the ankle, you couldn't see it.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. But at some point, we have to call what it is, and deal with it, at least to the level we can understand. But we have done nothing, and we've become impotent. And to me, that's what we have sold out, in a sense, to personal peace and prosperity, just exactly like Benjamin Franklin said.
The one thing I would interject here, John, is this, is that the Chinese takeover should not be shocking to anybody, even if it's the first time you're hearing it today, because it's been institutionalized in a progressive manner for decades. This is nothing new whatsoever. And you go back to Nixon and Kissinger and really the creation of the deep state, which was the NSA and the CIA when the CIA was changed from the OSS, it was designed to take over America. And one thing, Jeff, I want to throw back to you, because the Kennedy assassination is something I know a fair amount about. And you said the communists killed him. I would also have to say that you'd have to consider Rockefeller, the Federal Reserve interests, the military-industrial complex interests, the oilmen because of the oil depletion allowance issue with Kennedy. I mean, would you categorize those people as communists, or how would you answer that?
No, they're capitalists. Look, this is a socio-political economic problem with capitalism. In capitalism, it evolves into a plutocracy, in which the people that make the most money end up, controlling the political system, because they finance the politicians and the campaigns and so on. The problem with plutocracy is they think everything's about making money. And they look at the communists and they say, oh, they can't be serious. They'll be living in caves. We know how to do everything. We make everything. We understand how finance works. If you get rid of finance capital, we're back in the Middle Ages or even before. So they just don't believe the communists are really serious. And the communists understand their mentality. So the communists say, oh, you know what? We're starting to change. We think we got to practice capitalism. Why don't you teach us? And so the communists open the door to them. And they go, all right, they get it. These communists, we can do business with them. They get it. So they start trading with them. So they're the same kind of dupe that the parents at the PTA are when they're told, well, we just want to give your kid a free lunch, and teach him about, teach him not to be a racist, not realizing that the kid's being indoctrinated with a kind of shorthand Marxism that's going to destroy the country, morale of the country, demoralize it. So that the capitalists are not, for the most part, some of them maybe are, just like some people are traitors in different areas who know better. But they come from a culture. American culture just evolved this way, and what was said about Americans being comfortable. We live in a shopping mall regime, and it's very true. We have been corrupted by the success of capitalism, to where we've become a kind of hedonist, where we look for truths that make us feel good, rather than truths that really are true. Because if it's true because it makes you feel good, it's not true. It just makes you feel good. And so we have shopped for the narratives that we want that basically cover up the truth so that, oh, it's too painful, we can't discuss that. President Trump was saying, oh, it's the N-word with the nuclear weapons, it's the N-word. And we can't talk about it, we can't discuss it in politics. Well, how did we become such babies that we can't be adults and talk about it? People, look, in the intelligence community and the strategic community, people are still talking about, oh, we got to end this war in Ukraine so we can ally with Russia against China. We can play the Russia card. That is childish. They are lying. They know who they are. And I go through this over and over again when I consult with people. It's like, are you kidding me? And you got this problem with people like Steve Bannon and people like Jack Posobiec and other. This is what they think. And because we have been infiltrated, the right has been infiltrated by, they know the Chinese have. And the Russians have institutes that study the psychology of Americans, how to deceive us, how to wrap us around their little fingers. You know, the Chinese 20 years ago, there was the commander in chief of the Pacific had a nickname the Chinese gave him. They called him Admiral Pineapple because he was so sweet. He'd let the Chinese come on board U.S. warships and observe and see how we did everything. Right. And they were just soaking it up. You know, it's not treason, it's stupidity. It's lethal stupidity.
I mean, I got to follow up on that. And Kyle, thank you for your call. A very dear friend of mine was in charge of security at Rockwell International, the B-1 bomber program out in California. And he was given orders to allow Chinese military officials to inspect the plant on a weekend when nobody was there. He was incredulous. He said, why am I here? To keep out homeless people? Why do I even have this job? Well, he gave the tour, and then he resigned his position. That's been more than 20 years ago.
Yeah, we have this problem, and it comes from our belief that commerce, we can all get rich together, and there's no reason for any conflict. People just understood how money-making works, and there's no reason for any conflict in the world. It's a kind of liberal, in classical liberal ideology, the libertarians have it. The libertarians believe America is the big problem because we have a defense establishment.
Right, here's our military. Hold on, Jeff. We got a break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by The Energy Cleaner. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale on Amazon. Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. Looks like our next caller, gentlemen, is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, I have a question about the phony breakup of the Soviet Union and China. You never hear anything. While things were going on in Eastern Europe and in the what was the Soviet Union, you never heard about much what was going on in Asia, you know, North Korea and China or anything, or any of their reaction. What was Chinese? How much were they in on it? What were they in on it? What did they know about what was really going on? And how were they participating in it?
Well, you remember Tiananmen Square. You remember what happened in Tiananmen Square in 89. They were right.
Yes.
They were going to have the same thing that the Soviet Union did, only they decided they were trying a little bit of liberalism and, of course, capitalism. But they weren't. They had seen what had happened in Europe, and they said, "No, we're not going that way. We're not going to pretend we're not communists." Where they made this conscious choice not to participate in that part of it. They felt that they, as communists, had already had a good relationship with the U.S., and they didn't need to do that. They already were in the long range strategy was agreed upon in 1960 between the communist Chinese and the Russians. According to defector Anatoly Golitsyn, and according to some of the top CIA counterintelligence staff people who had understood this strategy from defector sources and from the research of the CIA counterintelligence staff. So there were two parts of the strategy. One part was, of course, a prepared long-term phony liberalization in the Eastern Bloc. The second part was a fake split between Russia and China. And so that fake split would cause the U.S. to come in and build up, U.S. and its allies to build up communist China, build up its economy, so that Russia could not bear that cost of building up China. So the West had to be allowed to do it. So that's what the Sino-Soviet split was designed to do. Deng Xiaoping made a statement after he visited with President Carter. This was recorded. He said, "We are not so stupid to realize that President Carter and all future American presidents are our enemies. We are in the socialist camp. We know who our real friends are. You know, so we know what side we're on. And all future American presidents are enemies." So they never. The split was always a dog and pony show, and. There's a writer, Nevin Gusak, who wrote a book, asking the question whether Golitsyn was right about the Sino-Soviet split and other things. He wrote, he documented a lot of things that were happening between Russia and China when they were supposedly enemies, that are just inconceivable. Joint projects out in the deserts and the movement of strategic materials between them. They were intensively cooperating during the period they were denouncing each other. And there's other evidence, like the story of the conspiracy and death of Lin Biao, which kind of rips the lid off. If you have analytical ability, you can see through these gimmicks and games that drew Nixon into this relationship with Mao. So there's a basic rule. Don't become buddies with mass murderers, because you become compromised in that process. Just never do it. They're mass murderers. You stay away from them. Don't have trade with them. It's not a good thing.
Okay. John, that's a very comprehensive answer there, and we do need to move on. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is Trevor in Iowa. Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. First off, I want to thank you all so much for all your hard work. You guys put a lot of work in and bringing us all this information. I really appreciate it. Second off, my question to you gentlemen is, what do you think the probability is of a Tet Offensive here in the U.S. By the Chinese being triggered by a blackout or grid down?
Well, yeah, the turning off the lights is one of the key things that you do before you start a major war. And it isn't just, look, they have death lists. I'll give you an example. It was revealed, I think it was Viktor Suvorov, the GRU defector, he revealed that that there was death lists in West Germany. And the death list was 600,000 people on a list, and they were given to the commander. This death list was given to the commander of the Soviet Carpathian military district. His military group was to make the arrests. And
hold on, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A lot there. Just the COVID section. In my opinion, the COVID vaccine is the worst crime in recorded human history. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, including Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research, who says don't get the COVID vaccine, don't get the boosters. They were intentionally designed and meant to hurt and kill people. Products that will help you achieve your goals at my website at thelibertyman.com, such as the freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, commercial quality freeze-dried equipment that will help you achieve your goals of having all the fresh, tasty food at your fingertips that you personally freeze-dry yourself. And of course, Liberated Rocket Heaters, you want to stay warm and cozy next winter. The time to get that ready for your next winter is right now with the Liberated Rocket Heater, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If the arthritis pain has gotten you down, same thing. Energy Cleaner is available in stock. I personally box it up. Take it to the little country post office, Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail. Details at my website. You can place your order. Also at my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Jeff Nyquist. His website, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. We have Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. Looks like our next caller, and Steve Benoon is with us also. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Steve. Steve, you're on mute, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you guys doing today?
Really good. Well, you're glad you have it with us finally. Let's take to the next caller. And Steve, I'd like you to give a summary of what's going on with you when we get done with the next caller. We have Trevor in Iowa. Good morning. Trevor, go ahead.
Yeah, I was asking about the what the probability of a grid down or a blackout happening right before the Chinese would launch their Tet Offensive. And then also with that, what if you were able to talk to your county sheriff, what action steps would you recommend that they take in order to be prepared at least a little bit for this?
Well, that's a complicated question. The most important thing is of course food and water, and because we use electricity, it is kind of standard that power would be attacked, the grid would be attacked, and this has been known for decades that this would be part of disruption of the economy and the population. The question is whether they're going to use an EMP attack form of attack or, you know, Spetsnaz, you know, power stations, and it's going to be a local thing. It's hard to determine that. They have both options, but because we get a lot of water pumped out of the ground with pumps, if you don't have any way to pump it out, you're going to need a hand pump, or you're going to need to stockpile water. And so, you know, I really would recommend if people have wells, find out how deep your well is and if you can use a hand pump to get your water out. Because water is the number one thing. That's the number one thing that's going to hurt people if the power goes out, is they're going to dehydrate, or they're going to be drinking bad water, and it's going to amount to the same thing once they destroy their, you know, their biome and their intestines.
Okay. Anything else, Trevor?
Oh yeah, just at the county level, if you're able to talk to your sheriff and help them to see that this is a big possibility, what would you advise for like the sheriff and the county deputies? Is there something that you would recommend that they work with like the local fire departments or something in that regard to when, if something like this situation happened, there is a Tet Offensive by the Chinese and it is known that this is happening, that any mobilization could take place other than maybe ham radio, but what steps, what courses of action would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to take that, Trevor. First of all, many states, including my state of Missouri, have reconstituted the state militia. These governors have realized that because of 20 years of war, the Army Reserve and the National Guard are wore out and used up and not necessarily available. So if your state has a state militia, the sheriff should work with the state militia to implement a group of state militia men and women in his county. And this would be not just for a Tet Offensive, but for any major event such as a major hurricane, flood, tornado, whatever it might be, forest fire, so that the militia is ready to step in and do what the National Guard would do if the National Guard was what it was more than 20 years ago before these wars decimated the National Guard. So that's something that's politically acceptable for sheriffs to coordinate with a state militia, and somewhat easy to do, and not get him sideways with all the issues going on with the mass media. And we're going to, Trevor, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on here. Let's go to Steve Benoon. Steve, what's we got limited time here. So what issues do you want to bring to the table this morning, sir?
Let's go ahead and tackle what Trevor's question was, too, because I'm in agreement with the answer that he got already. But I want to go a little bit deeper with that. Because the situation is that, yes, when the balloons were going overhead, we knew that this was them gathering intel on the infrastructure and that they were really paying closer attention to the power grid. Now, when it comes to a possibility of an EMP strike, yes, that is a possibility. But one thing that we are dealing with is that they have a malware. When I say they, Russia, we know, has malware installed on several locations on our power grid that we're having a very difficult time trying to figure out how to get it out. So at that point, they wouldn't even need to use an EMP strike. They could just flick a switch and shut us down completely. And yes, also the issue of water. The government has been stocking up on water now for several years that I know of. With the anticipation of having a major crisis with water in this nation. Now, I was never given any specifics as to what that would be, but yes, of course, you would have a situation where, if you have no electricity, you're not getting the water out of the ground. I don't care if you have a well or if you're on city water or whatever, their pumps go dry too. You got a problem. So you definitely want to be thinking about those things and being stocked up. Because that definitely is going to present a problem, and we're getting very close to that green light of China making that step. They're waiting for us to get bogged down with Russia, as I've mentioned before, and we know that Iran is about to go off too, because Sudan, if we look at General Wesley Clark's statement, Sudan, we got that embroiled right now. And, of course, he said Sudan finishing off with Iran. So once that Iran front opens up, we've already – even Biden has guaranteed Israel that we will do a preemptive strike. That's not public news, but he has already given that he would follow Trump's plan, believe it or not. He'd follow Trump's plan on a preemptive strike on Iran. So that's got to be right around the corner. And with that, with a possibility of us getting bogged down – with the situation with Germany and Russia and a possible attack on Germany and Russia, then that's when China will go after Taiwan at that point.
All right. Any follow-up, Jeff, on what Steve just said? Hello.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we can count on countries like Iran to enter into this, and North Korea possibly even. Because we may be headed for an acceleration of the war plan, depending on what is decided in Beijing and Moscow and with their allies. So it is, and of course, food and water are the basics. And if you're a sheriff's department, for example, if you don't have water, you won't have any operations at all.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead. Steve, you got any further comments you want to communicate here, sir?
The only thing that we've really been working on here lately has been more on some of the ancient documents and technology and stuff like that, which is probably completely off course of what you guys are talking about today.
Well, that's true, but it's fascinating. Please proceed with any updates you got.
All right. Well, what I've been deep involved in, and it's kind of interesting because this whole thing about Nimrod CERN and stuff like that has been something we've been watching. The Israelis took over the corpse of Nimrod down below Colorado, where we have his body at. But with that being said, I've been doing a lot of the research on. When it comes to Nimrod, not Nimrod, but the Tower of Babel. And I came across some fascinating insights. Also got through an Iranian intelligence contact that I have. We were looking at what they had discovered in Iran. And, you know, they go back as far back as 3000 B.C., brain surgery, also 200 B.C., batteries, you know, things like that, things people are already aware of. But also they had this thing called the Iron Bird that, according to the documentation in Iran, that they had unearthed, that there was, you know, that there was these iron birds that would come with technology and knowledge and medicines and things like that from time to time. Well, I was doing the cross references, and this time here I was just using the biblical of Genesis 11. And as I began to really break down the verbiage that is used there, I began to notice a pattern that reminded me of the way that we make the tiles for the space shuttle, because it talks about that they were making a tower, its head could reach up into heaven. And of course, these are conjectures, John. It's not 100%, but as I really began to look at this, and when it talks about the burning of the bricks and stuff like that, it's actually a cremation. It's such an intense heat that had to be made that I really, like I said, I had to go in and dig deep into the way they make the tiles for the space shuttle. And then you find that the process is very similar to that of what we call the Tower of Babel. And then, of course, the city ends up being a functioning support is what it is. And then also when we look at the fact that they were traveling east and they came to the plains of Shinar, the word east in Hebrew actually means precedes. Every north, south, east, and west all have particular meanings. It's not like what you would normally think. North is like Siphon, which means like a hidden thing. And we have a lot of documentation about what happens in these different areas. But it seems to be, in the limited knowledge that we have from the biblical account, is that when it did go east and they found this Valley of Nimrod, it appears to be that they may have discovered some ancient technology, and they were doing like we do today. They were reverse engineering it, because if you'll notice, they were worried about being scattered. That scattered is like obliterated. It's not just, you know, oh, we're going to move you over here and some of you over there. They were worried about being annihilated, and they wanted to make a name for themselves. In other words, kind of like when we were in this race to get to the moon with Russia, the saying, I don't know who said it, but they said, whoever gets to the moon first, that's who's going to dominate the planet militarily. And it's almost as if that's what was going on at the Tower of Babel, and the Tower of Babel really may have actually been a rocket instead, and those bricks were what they would use for re-entry, and they had figured this out possibly through a reverse engineering technology. So, as wacky as that may sound, that's some of the things that I do.
So, amazing. Dave, you've been listening patiently to Steve's updates here. Do you have any follow-up to Dave's, to Steve's statements?
Yeah, right on the money. I mean, I totally agree. In fact, he mentioned the Tower of Babel. I look at CERN as the Tower of Babel, because as you look into this deeper and deeper and you see the imagery of 666, and I was talking to Clay Clark about this yesterday, we both believe that what we're looking at is a second Tower of Babel with CERN that will summon up demonic entities. And ultimately, this is what I say a lot on your show now, we're in a spiritual warfare, good versus evil, and evil is manifesting itself in things like CERN, which goes back to the biblical Tower of Babel.
Absolutely. Jeff, any follow-up before we go to our next caller?
I just had a question. You mentioned they have Nimrod's body in Colorado, and I was wondering, how old is the body, what state is the body in, and where did they find it?
This was actually done, Jeff, back during the Iraq War. In fact, this is we went there. The way it was always put to me, this is the reason we really went to the war. We did the war in Iraq, was to retrieve this body once we knew it. And it, from what all accounts that I have been given about it, his body was intact. It was not beheaded, as some people claim, and that it was very well preserved. He is actually, though, kind of like the giant from Kandahar that we have heard about. He does have dual rolls of teeth. He was a little over 7 foot tall, and they do believe that he may very well be one of the early an ancestral of what we would call the Nephilim.
Or the elves. Well, is it a body or is it a person who's in suspended animation?
It's, from what I understand, it's a real body. Now, and kind of going back to the idea of what the earlier statement about CERN, they are in contact with an entity. And by the way, I have considered CERN very plausible as also the Genesis 11 account too. But the issue with CERN, we have actually been in contact with an entity from this other dimension that claims to be the spirit of Nimrod, and the Israelis are working on trying to figure out how to put that spirit into that body.
Oh, and reanimate the body.
Yes, isn't that interesting? And it now is. They say that Nimrod could be the Antichrist. That's been taught many times over the years. So that's an
hold on, hold
concept.
On, gentlemen. We got a break. We'll get our summary from each of you after the break. We'll be right back. Consultations
are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get our summaries from our panel here. We'll start with Jeff and go to Dave and wrap it up with Steve giving his summary. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I guess the summary is
to discuss what I said earlier, is that we're confronted with an alliance of Russia and China and their allies, Cuba, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, etc., all the countries that have been taken over by communists, and our country is halfway there. Much of the West is heavily infiltrated by people who are agents. They've compromised people. They've bought people. And our system is sort of naive and wide open. And earlier they were talking about treason. It's more complicated. There is treason, but there's largely just this lack of vigilance and this hedonistic attitude that sinks the whole ship. And we need to be united. If everybody understood, didn't matter what your ideology is, you would be combined with your fellow citizens to defend. And that's what we have to do, is we have to defend.
Well said, Jeff. Well said. Dave, your summary, please.
Well, all our institutions of matter are compromised, and they're compromised by the forces we've talked about today. And our people are subject to now cognitive dissonance and learned helplessness. And although I think the greatest number of Americans to be awake is now right in the present time, but faith without works is meaningless, and it should be every person's mission right now who can hear what we have said here today to become an ambassador for the truth. We must make people see their kids have no future, their lives are at risk, our lives and the present generation of power are at risk, and there is no turning back from the challenges that are coming. And for us to just think we can be quiet and we'll get through it is a thinking made of fallacy. We must speak out. We must rise up. And we are reaching the point, I think, a breaking point for America. I agree with Newt Gingrich when he said this is our last chance.
Roger that. Steve, your summary, please, sir.
I agree with both gentlemen with absolutely 100% on this, and especially with what Dave is saying here. This is something that I felt very passionate about, more so on my own channel, is really taking and going back to the biblical narrative and the basics to help people, especially in light of, you know, even the government knows from their testing that the bombardment of the mind by entities, demonic forces, thoughts, you know, that are going through people's brains, they don't realize that probably more than 50% are not even your own. So we really have to do as Paul said. We got to put on that full armor of God. And because this battle, not only is it physical, but it is certainly truly a spiritual battle against an enemy that we don't necessarily see with our eyes.
Roger that. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. It was a very productive meeting we had. We'll look forward to having you all back next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, the large state of Missouri. I get to live in the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.